Austin Powers in Gold Member raked in over $71 million on its opening weekend. A man who plays a big part in that box office is Vern Troyer, the 32-inch tall actor who plays the Dr. Evil clone Mini-Me. Vern Troyer joins us from New York City. Vern, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.
For the benefit of listeners who actually haven't seen one of the Austin Powers movies, tell them who Mini-Me is and how he figures into the phenomena that is Austin Powers.
Well, he's the clone of Dr. Evil. He's like one-eighth his size and basically pure evil.
That keeps it simple. Does it give you greater bargaining position now that Mini-Me has become such a major part of those movies?
Well, definitely. It's given me more opportunities to do other things. I did a short film, no pun intended, called Bit Players that was invited to Sundance, and actually got a lot of, you know, great reviews.
Now, talking about Austin Powers and your part in those movies, do you get a flat fee for doing the movies? Do you also get a cut of the box office and merchandising? How does it work?
Actually, it's basically a flat fee, but also I got a part of the merchandising also.
So you will get a percentage cut of all of the Mini-Me products sold?
Yeah, a certain percentage.
Mm-hmm. You're 33 years old now. When did your career in Hollywood start?
I think it was 92, 93. I did a movie called Baby's Day Out, which I was a stunt double for a nine-month-old baby.
That's incredible. You've made it to a point now to help other actors in your position by setting up a scholarship for little people. Talk about the challenges you face in getting roles in Hollywood today.
Well, the challenge is Hollywood stereotypes everybody, especially little people, just because they think, you know, you should be an elf or a leprechaun or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard to change their aspect of, you know, exactly what we can do.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest misconception about little people in your mind?
We live in a tall world, so it makes it challenging for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So people look at us, you know, a little different. They don't realize we can do anything anybody else can, and we just adapt to a world that isn't made for us. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vern, I have a business idea for you, and I don't have lawyers here, so I'm not going to ask for a piece of it. But I'm thinking your tremendous popularity now because of the movie and the misconception about little people seems to create a wonderful opportunity for a reality television show. Yes or no?
That's actually been brought up, so possibly yes. Just having maybe the short aspect of, you know, being a little person in everyday life, so yeah.
Okay, and Tom, you're not going to go back at Vern, you know, 2 years later and sue him and say that that was your idea that you proposed on our show, just as the people are doing to the Osbournes, are you?
I disclaimed myself up front.
Okay, there we go. We have it on tape.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You were born in Sturgis, Michigan. What was your experience with money when you were young?
Well, I grew up in a very small town, so we, you know, didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, luckily with everything that's happened for me right now, I've been able to help my parents and, you know, the rest of my family just to make life a little better, I guess.
What was your first job?
My first job was working at a candy factory, wrapping candy.
And what did your parents do for a living?
My dad actually, he's a welder, and my mom worked at a factory.
As you look out across all the possibilities that are presenting themselves to you, what is your dream role?
Possibly being a leading man, I guess, opposite Gwyneth Paltrow.
You can see Vern Troyer as Mini-Me in the recently released Austin Powers and Gold Member. Vern, best of luck. Thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
No, thank you.